Hi, welcome to this short video. In this video, I will show you the properties featured in Azure API Management. Basically, a property is a key value pair that is global to your API Management instance. In this video, I will show you how to manage properties and use them in policies in API Management. So this is the publisher portal of my API Management instance. First of all, let me show you one of my policies here. As you can see, I'm currently using a set header policy to set a shared secret between my API Management gateway and my backend services. However, I really don't like the fact that the secret value is inserted here in the policy directly. So rather than doing that, I'm going to show you how to use a property to replace it. So let's first copy the value of the secret and go to the newly added properties section. And let me add a property. Let me call it shared secret. And the value will be the value of that secret. And if I check this checkbox here, which indicates if the property value contains a secret, then the value of this property will not be displayed on a portal. And I can also add some tags to help me manage my properties. In this case, I will just add one tag called demo. Okay, so now the property has been added. You can see it's called a shared secret. It has a tag called demo, and the value is hidden. Now we can use it in our policy. So let me go back to my policy here, configure policy, and let me delete the secret value. So to use a property in a policy, you need to use double curved braces and put the name of the property inside. Okay, that's it. Let me save this policy. Okay, so now the change has been saved. Essentially, the policy is doing the same thing as before, but instead of having the value of the secret directly in the policy, now I'm using a property instead. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you is that in addition to constant string values, you can also use policy expressions in properties. To demonstrate that, let me go back to the properties section and add a new property. I will call this property current time. So in the value of this property, I'm going to use a policy expression. So let's do date time now to string. And save it. Okay, so now I have added a new property called current time. And in the value of it, it is an expression that gives me back the current datetime in string format. So let's go back to my policies. And I can add a new set header policy. Let's just copy this one. And let me call it current time. And in the value, I will use the new property I just created and save it. Okay, so now this change has been saved as well. The second set header policy will use the current time property, which contains a expression to get the current timestamp and insert it in the header of the request. Thanks for watching. I hope this video is helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me directly or reach out to the team. Thank you. Until next time.